On it was written, "Please, please, burn this letter and be at the gate by 10 o'clock. L.L." The paper fell into pieces as my wife went to move it. "We don't know who L.L. is, but if you could find out, you might learn more about Sir Charles's death. We haven't told anyone else. We felt it would not be good for poor, kind Sir Charles. But we thought we ought to tell you, Sir Henry." The Barrymores left us, and Sir Henry turned to me. "If we can find L.L., the mystery may be at an end," he said. "What do you think we should do, Watson?" "I must write to Holmes at once," I said. And I went straight to my room and wrote a letter to Holmes, which gave him all the details of Barrymore's story. On the following day, heavy rain fell without stopping. I put on my coat and went for a long walk on the moor. I thought of Selden out on the cold moor in this weather. And I thought of the other man, the mysterious watcher. As I walked, Dr. Mortimer drove past me. He stopped and said he would take me back to the hall. "I expect you know almost everybody living near here," I said. "Do you know a woman whose names begin with the letters L.L.?" Dr. Mortimer thought for a minute, and then he said, "Yes, Mrs. Laura Lyons. She lives in Newtown."
"Who is she?" I asked.
"She's Mr. Franklin's daughter."
"What, old Franklin, who has the large telescope?"